Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish Pod. My name is Marco.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
And today we're bringing you a newbie lesson, the easiest of our lessons if you're just starting out learning Spanish. And today we're going to look at something fundamental. We're going to ask for help.
We're going to ask someone to help us out with, you know, groceries and all these bags. So the keyword is ayudar.
Ayudar, okay? And this is a verb, ayudar. And that means to help.
Mm-hmm.
To help. Okay, so we're going to be asking for help. Why don't we jump into the dialogue and see what happens?
Dialogue, first time.
¿Me ayudas con la bolsa, por favor?
Claro. Uy, ¿cómo pesa?
Son las compras de la semana.
Parecen las de un mes.
Lo siento.
Second time.
¿Me ayudas con la bolsa, por favor?
Claro. Uy, ¿cómo pesa?
Son las compras de la semana.
Parecen las de un mes.
Lo siento.
Third time.
¿Me ayudas con la bolsa, por favor?
Claro. Uy, ¿cómo pesa?
Son las compras de la semana.
Parecen las de un mes.
Lo siento.
All right, we're back. So now why don't we translate everything that went on in this dialogue today.
¿Me ayudas con la bolsa, por favor?
Can you help me with the bag, please?
¿Me ayudas con la bolsa, por favor?
Can you help me with the bag, please?
¿Me ayudas con la bolsa, por favor? Claro. ¿Cómo pesa?
Sure. Wow, it's heavy.
Claro. ¿Cómo pesa?
Sure. It's heavy.
Claro, ¿cómo pesa? Son las compras de la semana.
It's this week's groceries.
Son las compras de la semana.
It's the weekly... it's this week's groceries.
Son las compras de la semana. Parecen las de un mes.
It seems like a month's worth.
Parecen las de un mes.
It seems like a month's worth.
Parecen las de un mes. Lo siento.
I'm sorry.
Lo siento.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. So obviously we are leaving the supermarket. We have a lot of bags and we're asking for help. So how did she start asking for help?
Me ayudas con la bolsa, por favor.
Okay. So me ayudas means can you help me?
Sí.
Me ayudas.
Can you help me? Me ayudas.
Okay. Now we have to specify what you want help with. So that's why we say...
Con la bolsa.
So con is a connector. It's with. With what? The bag. La bolsa. And I don't know, sometimes in other parts of the world or in other Spanish-speaking countries, bolsa can mean other things, such as a purse.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this case, it's a shopping bag. It's a plastic bag. So you may hear it differently for this particular word, but usually it's called bolsa.
Bolsa.
And now, of course, we want to be polite, so we say please at the end.
Por favor.
Okay. All right, so now let's move on to the second sentence. Of course, I'll help you, but wow, it's really heavy.
Claro. ¿Cómo pesa?
Okay, so claro is sure, of course.
Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo pesa? If you see cómo there has an accent, it's because it's an exclamation, a surprise, like, oh, it weighs so much. And pesa is a verb pesar. Okay, so cómo pesa? Is referring to the bag.
Okay. So now remember, it may seem confusing because many of you may or may not know that cómo is how. How. In this case, it also means how, but it's like, oh, it's so heavy. It's like, how heavy is this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're kind of exclamating or emphasizing on how much it weighs. Now, obviously, the girl has to justify and she says, well, it's because it's this week's shopping.
Son las compras de la semana.
So we start with son. This is the verb es. This is the verb ser. Okay. Now it's obviously in the plural form because maybe we have a lot of bags or the things inside the bag, many items. And compras. What are compras?
Compras. It's hard to translate because you translate as groceries. But compras, it means everything you shop. Doesn't matter if it's grocery, if it's clothes, but it's compras.
It's the shopping.
Exactly, because the verb is comprar, to to buy, but the noun is compras, which means a group of things that you have bought.
Okay, very good. So it's the shopping, it's this week's shopping, or it's literally translated, it's the shopping of the week.
Mm-hmm.
So all our groceries for the entire week. De la semana.
And then the person says, parecen las de un mes.
So what is parecen?
Parecen is the verb parecer, which means to seem. Okay, so it seems that they're the ones of a month. It means that's, you know, translated from Spanish,
mm-hmm.
but it means that it seems that she bought groceries for a month.
Right, it seems like a month's worth.
Yes, parecen las de un mes. And here, basically what it did, it just took out compras. Instead of saying parecen las compras de un mes, it just says parecen las de un mes.
Okay, because it's overstated that we're talking obviously about the bags and the groceries.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and how do we say sorry?
Lo siento.
Lo siento.
Yeah, because it's pretty heavy, so she's like, oh, I'm sorry, lo siento.
Okay, very good. All right, so it's a pretty easy dialogue, very basic. Why don't we practice and listen to it again?
Dialogue, first time.
¿Me ayudas con la bolsa, por favor?
Claro. Uy, ¿cómo pesa?
Son las compras de la semana.
Parecen las de un mes.
Lo siento.
Second time.
¿Me ayudas con la bolsa, por favor?
Claro. Uy, ¿cómo pesa?
Son las compras de la semana.
Parecen las de un mes.
Lo siento.
Third time.
¿Me ayudas con la bolsa, por favor?
Claro. Uy, ¿cómo pesa?
Son las compras de la semana.
Parecen las de un mes.
Lo siento.
So we took a look at the word como with an accent and without an accent. With an accent, it means, and it's an exclamation, an emphasis, but it's also a question, right? We say how.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we give a couple of examples of exclamating how heavy this is or how difficult it is.
¿Cómo bebes?
So that's saying like, wow, you drink so much. It's basically one sentence. You can just say ¿cómo bebes? And that means, wow, you drink a lot.
Yeah, you can also say ¿cómo está guapo? ¿Cómo está caro?
It's saying, it's so expensive. Wow, this is incredibly expensive. Or, for example, if we maintain the same structure, we can say, ¿cómo duermes?
Yes, it's like, you sleep so much.
You sleep so much.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an exclamation. This is saying, wow, you do something so much.
Yes.
But then obviously we have, for example, ¿cómo estás?
Yes, how are you?
How are you? That's a question. How?
¿Cómo te llamas?
What's your name? So this is the difference between como. Now we can, as we said, to emphasize something or to exclaim that something is very big, heavy, large, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
So we've learned a lot of great things. So if you also have any questions or you want to maybe suggest something, you can come to our website, SpanishPod.com.
We'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.